Shalom sweetest friends. This year should be a special schutz for Rabbi Rashi Yechayush schutz. Echaget of Asur Chaim Tzvi. Votzei Chalitzea. Shmuel Yezor Ben Reza Shoshana. Ramos Ben Shoshana Reza. Bachatzah V'chom Ansei Yedeyem. We're continuing our study of the Maharal. We are presently in the Sefer HaGvurois. We're in the 64th Perek. Pasuk going through Tehillim. Ahavti ki yishma Hashem eskoli. Chachanuna, I love when you listen to my voice, to my supplications. In the Medrash, Eino Aznaim Shel Mala Kruyos Ela Li Bilvad. Says in the Medrash that the ears of above are listening only to me. Shenemar Chatas Va'ola Lo Chafatzta. You don't require, or you don't desire. Pasuk in Tehillim 47. You don't desire a Chatas and an Ola. Aznaim Kolisa Li. But your ears are listening to me. The correct quote of the pasuk is Zevo Mincha Lo Chafatz Aznaim Kolisa Li. Ola V'Chata Lo Sha'alta. Aznaim Kolisa Li, you opened up your ears to me. Uksiv Hataz Necha Ushma. And it says, incline your ear and listen. Perush shanimtzayim hem mushpayim me'ito. Those that exist in this world, those that are found in this world, are impacted, are influenced by Hashem. Like Rabbeinu writes a number of times, like in Perek Mem, Kadosh Baruch Hu shpia kol nimtzayim, Perek Mem Dalet, kol shlemus sheyotze v'zulaso, all the shlemus that goes out to others, so Hashem has the shlemus that comes out to us because he's mashpi on us. Since we are mushpa from Hashem, from this side it is fitting that he should receive our tefillos. Lahashnu chesronam, to complete what we lack. Shalehim tziosam, because he created us. Lama lo yashnu meschukam vechesronam. So why shouldn't he give us what we need? Since he created us, so therefore he is to take, kviyachol, he is to take care of us. Lashon of Rabbeinu on Perek Samach Beis is Mikimi me'afar dal, Tehillim 113.7. Shakadosh Baruch Hu mekim me'afar dal. He arouses from a poor from the dust. Zeh b'mishpat. And that's with judgment. Ki lam yadal kol kach shofel ad haaretz. Why should the dal be so low until the earth? Afikach kashir mekim also, therefore when Hashem lifts him, u'b'mishpat u'b'midas hadin. It's with proper judgment. To say that the mishpat is mechayev to be mashal machesronos, not to leave us with our chesronos in the dust. And derechayim perakei mishneches, ki Hashem yizbarach bora ha'olam. God created the world. Ve'ishpi al abrios ma shetzorich lan. And he gave us what we need. Chachamim say, why does it say, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, Mal v'Hashem, choneng dal, that you're lending to Hashem when you give to the poor. Not for the fact that the Pasuk says it would be impossible to say, Kiviyachol, the borrower is a slave to the lender. Rashi says, Mal v'Hashem, choneng dal, nasim, mal v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. When you give to the poor, it's like you're lending Hashem. And it says in the Pasuk, Eved Leve Lish Malve, that the borrower is a slave. So Kiviyachol Yev Shalom Rav, the Pasuk says it. And we're lending to Hashem. And the Pasuk says, Eved Leve Lish Malve. The borrower is a slave to the lender. Nisiv Gemilus Chasadim in the fourth parak, Rabbeinu writes, Nechshav Avaz Asel Hashem Yisborach. This is considered a loan to God. Ki Hashem Yisborach Mashlim Chisaron Kol HaNivrayim. Hashem Baruch Hu completes the lackings of all of the creations. ועל השם יזברך להשלם את החסר לאדם, ולקח עבור זה עושה על השם יזברך. שעוד להשלם מה שחסר לאדם, God has to fill him what man lacks. So when I do it, when you do it, it's like you're lending Hashem. In the Nesivat Tzedaka, Rabbeinu writes in the fourth parak, Ma she'aloi v'hu eved lishmalve, v'nei ki hu meshua bad elav l'pirayim. The reason that aloi v'hu is an eved to the ishmalve is because he's meshuvah to pay him back. And therefore he's called an ishloi, eved lishmalve, he's like a slave because he's meshuvah to him, he's bound and he has to pay him back. V'kasev amar malve Hashem kasher choynein dal. And the pasuk says, you're lending to Hashem when you give to the poor. Ki Hashem yizbarach la, Hashem yizbarach lahashlim es ha'olam. Hashem's job is to be mashal in the world, to complete the world that He created. He created the ani, He has to be mefarnes the ani. So when you're mefarnes the ani, you're lending Hashem. So that's why Hashem is going to listen to our tefillas. Because his job is to be, he created us, and therefore his job is to give us what we lack. So if this is his obligation, why do we have to doubt him? Elsewhere, Rabbeinu says that in the Guraria, Dvar and Perakit Aleph, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, in the 59th footnote, he says that no Birya has a schus tamely. God doesn't owe anybody anything because he didn't have to create us in the first place. And therefore, Rabbeinu writes, earlier on in the parak, Ein lebirya shum davar mitzadatim. Mitzadatim, God doesn't owe us anything. And there are other parallel quotes in the Maral. God doesn't really owe us anything. Mikol makom biyachas shel ha'adam klapi atzmai. In the relationship of man, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vis-a-vis himself, there we say that it's incumbent upon him Mimashlin Tsarchain of Rhyme. Therefore, as far as we're concerned, Ahavti Kiyashma Hashem Kol Tachanunai Kiyataz Nali. Here we're talking Mitzarin of Rhyme. So we have to daven. We have to daven because, as far as we're concerned, he doesn't owe us anything. But from Hashem's perspective, he feels obligated to take care of us. As far as we're concerned, we shouldn't think he owes us anything. He created us. He didn't have to create us. That's a big enough gift. Doesn't obligate him. He didn't sign a contract. He has to take care of us. But he himself feels he has to take care of us. And therefore we daven. It says that God listens to the Jewish people. Why does God listen more to the Jewish people? Because they come from Hashem primarily. Let's shout the word Nimtza Me'ashem Be'etzem Rishayna. The Rav Maral writes this in many places. Gurariye, Dvarim Perik Yedalad Osalif Nirukiye Issa, the sister of Lysis Gerdadu, is Mepneki Yisrael Hem Metzius Amiti, Shereim Alulim En Hashem Yisbarach, V'nikloim Bishvokach Bonim Lamakom. The Jewish people are the true Metzius because we come from God. And therefore we're called Banim Lamakom. Because we are from him, the Etzim of Rishayna. We're primarily, we're his first choice. And therefore Los is go to do. We're called Banim. So we shouldn't hurt ourselves, shouldn't harm ourselves. Earlier on, at the beginning of the 29th parak, he explains that the Jewish people called Bnei Bechori and Bani Matem Lashem Elokechem were God's children, Ki Yisrael Hema Olah Rishon Balam, were the first cause of the world. Meaning Hashem made us first. Parak Lamed Tes, Rabbeinu writes, Hashem Yisbarach Haschalas Anemtzayim Rishon Haschal Yisrael. God is the first of everything that exists, obviously always existed. And we're called Bnei Bechori. And it was created for us, and where is Bechor, the firstborn? Also, Rabbeinu explains in the Shagot Sanhedrin, God has to redeem us, Kaviyachol, because it's against Teva that we're under the nations. Right? The world was created for us, so how can we be Shibbet to the nations? That's Machayev the Geula. And Mashar Umois, Rabbeinu here says, Ein Metzius in Be'etzem of Rishayna. The Metzius isn't first, it isn't primary. Rav Shem Tfeilim Li'Yisrael. It's just that they are subordinate to the Jewish people. As Rabbeinu writes, one of the very big Yisrael in Svarim, example, Perek Mendalit, Kasher Eloke Yisrael, V'Za'atzma Hu'el Ke'akol Shekhanu Tzem Meshachem Tfeilim Metzius Yisrael. Moshe Yimshchu Kol Ha'ivorim Achar Ha'lev Vo'ayikim. So all of creation, all the umos, are tefillah to the Jewish people. We're the lev, like Kuzari writes, lev umos. We're the alulim rishonim, Rabbeinu writes elsewhere. It's a big yisod. You see a lot of sources in the Maharal, where he writes that it's the brias for us, and the umos olim are tefillah to us. They're riding along, in modern Hebrew they say, tofsim aleinu tlemp. They're getting a ride because we're here. God created the whole world to serve the Jewish people. So Rabbeinu writes elsewhere, Perek Mem Zayin earlier, the figure chen roi lo mashir rak yisrael, Hashem nekoyim banim al Hashem yizbarach, vayim alulim mitzim men of lokum ha'um, Hashem nevar mishri yisrael. So we're directly from Hashem, and the umas are indirectly. Ein ha'umas in the Netzach, in the 10th Perek, because they weren't created for themselves. They were created for Am Yisrael. Since we are created first and foremost from God, so it's fitting that He should fill our needs first and foremost. In other words, it's roi that the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mashal the chisaron of the nivraim, and the highest level of nivra is the Jewish people. And therefore, Hashem listens first and foremost to the Jewish people, or only to the Jewish people. And we see also we see a pasuk that Hashem also listens in the binyan beis hamikdash by Shlomo. We see it listens to the prayer should listen to the goyim also. But his primary listening is to the Jewish people. He listens to their tefillah to give them what they lack. And then he writes that Ein Aznayim Kuros Eli Yisrael Hudavra Muflagot B'Chachma. There's a very deep idea here. He doesn't tell us what the deep idea is. So the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Zayin on the Bay says, "Ein lecha tefillah shem well shem b'mizari shel Yaakov." There's no tefillah that's effective that doesn't have from the seed of Yaakov. Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Netzach, "Go find Zayin." V'zestod nifla ki atfilah hirachem. And this is a great secret because tefillah is mercy, and that's the meat of Yaakov, which is the meat of mercy. Or in Chushay Agos the Gittin, he adds, "V'zestod nifla ki atfilah hirachemim." V'zeo midas Yaakov shem midas hirachemim. V'dai v'zeo mevinim. In other words, what Rabbeinu is saying is that tefillah is rachamim, and that's the meat of Yaakov. That's what he means when he says davar mufla gold b'chachma, that he listens to us because we come from Yaakov, and Yaakov's meat was rachamim. Tefillah's Rachamim and Yaakov's Midah's Rachamim, and that's why Hashem listens to us, because we have that Midah, come from Yaakov, Midah of mercy. Rabbi Tzadok writes in the Tekanas HaShavim in Simin Vav, Ikar Koach HaShmiya Delamayla L'Shmo Zakas HaTachanunim, HaTachtonim. The primary Koach HaShmiya of above is to hear the cries of those down below. Moshe Amar Al HaPasuk, Aznayim Karisa Li'en Aznayim Shel Malek Kuris El Yitzarach Yisrael. Ki Ozen Ukli Kibble. The Ikar Koach HaShmiya of above is to hear the crying out of those below. Like it says, that your ears listen to me. The Aznaim Shel Malar Eino Kuris El Yitzarach Yisrael, for the Jewish people, that's where your ears are listening, for the Jewish people. Because the Ozen is the Kli Kibble. The Ozen is the receptacle. And that's why he says, Labenu in the Be'er HaGoyla, the Be'er HaShlishi, that the Ozen is a Mekabel. And therefore any Shmiya is called Kabbalah, Shema Yisrael, to be Mekabel. He says, you're Mekabel in the Ozen. It also looks like a Kli Kibble, the Ozen. Is it Shayach Lo Shayach Klal B'Mayel Klal? El B'Shul Yisrael, Hichtim HaKadosh Shem Yisbaruch Atzim HaShu Mekabel Lehim. The Kadosh Baruch Hu made him so he didn't have to. But he made himself that he listens to the Jewish people because he's Mekabel from them. Because since we're connected, since we're Davik B'Hashem, like Maral says in the Sefer Netzach in the 12th parak, so we have to receive from each other. And that's why Hashem's ears are opened up to listen to us. Because of our chibur. Kol Kol Yaakov, God listens to the voice of Yaakov, because Yaakov is clinging to Hashem. Karo HaKasuv Kel, like the Gemara says in Megillah. That's the Mahus of Midas HaRachamim test. Hashem listens, to listen, to be merciful, to connect, to receive. Our tefillas. Zeh Shomar, Emos and Yehovah Lefnei Amokim, Kishishma Hashem is tefillasi. Hafti ki Yishma Hashem koili. When am I beloved in front of Hashem? When he hears my tefillah. Kishmi asa tefillah b'shvil she'yisrael k'roi v'mel Hashem yizbaruch mikol anem tzayim. Because God listens to our tefillah, because the Jewish people are our closest to Hashem. Is there any other nation that God is so close to them like Hashem is when we call out to Him? This is talking about when we daven. And it says we're close to Him. So, God listens to our tefillah because we're so close to Him. It says in the Gemara Masechet Sota 49a, called Tamid Chochem, Oisek B'Toyra Mitoch Adchak Tfilosei Nishmas. Any Tamid Chochem who involves himself in the study of Torah, Mitoch Adchak, through difficulty, like you have so many Avreichim or Mamish living, and there's such financial distress, other problems, and they're oisek b'toyra. So ask them to daven for you, because filos in ishmas. Dr. Rabbeinu in the Nesiv HaTorah, in the fourth parak, v'ar esbo'er inyan ha'tfila k'asher in ishmas, k'asher Hashem yizborach korov elo adam, az bakashosoy na'ase, u'kidechtiv, u'mi goy godel asher lo elokim k'roivim elo v'chol k'roinu elo. ואין לך קורב על השם יזבורך כמו מי שלא מהתאר מתוך הדרך, שגויבר בכויח על הגשמי ודובק בשכלי. כי אין לך דובר שמקרי וסעודם על השם יזבורך, יויסי רק כאשר האודם פויש מן הגשמי. ולכך, מישהו עוסק בתאר מתוך הדרך, שדובר זה מוירה שאין מויני אלוי מן צרוכב הגשמיים, ואם כן האודם הזה השכלי גמור. God is close to us, and God is not closer to anybody than someone who's mesulak, who's distanced from the gashmius, who's oisek in ruchnius, and not somebody who's oisek the Torah, which is the most ruchni, mitoch hadchak, which is the least gashmi. And the male God's going to listen because he's so close to Hashem. Rabbeinu writes in Chedusha Agadas to Soita, Mem Tes Samad Aleph, Kasher Olu Gashmi Legamre, When the Olo, the one who's created, is completely Gashmi, as a Rachok min ha'ila, and he's far from the source. So if he's separate from the Gashmi, and the guy is close to him, and he fulfills his bakasha. Nechilisha Agadus Tiavama 62b. Rabbeinu writes, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ona Osa Rak B'Shul Shu Kroiva Al Hashem Shvach Adi Anshus, because he's close. Ki Mi Gadol Gadol Asher Elokim Kroivim Eilav Hashem Elokeinu Uchol Kroinu Eilav. Because he's close, he answers us. Uchol Kroinu Eilav. We call out to him, we get close, and he answers. The Gra says that the tefillah for the Tzara Shechina has answered more than all the other tefillahs. Then we show we're closest to Hashem. Uviyomai Ekra, continues Rabbeinu, with my days I will call out. Elu Yemei Tova. These are the good days, Shabbos, Yom Tov. Kach niklu yamai, vazekra l'Hashem lahamshich tova. The Malbim explains, b'yamai ekra, b'yamei atovim korosi, in these good days, yam shabos yam tovim, I called out, korosi v'spalati al Hashem. I called out to Hashem, shistam yamim nemar al yamim tovim. Because stam yamim, when it says yam, means yamim tovim. Yantifs. What does the Maral mean? Eli Yemei Tova Lekach Nikru Yamai. These are good days, therefore they're called my days. The Yamim Tovim are called my days because they were given to man. It says in the Medrash, Be Yamim Tovim Shenasatali. You gave me these days. Patitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Be'ahava. Shabbos is a nucha modim simcha chavim man l'sasim siyom. So these are the good days. These good days were given to us. These are special days given as a gift to Kal Yisrael. For yom ayekro, with these days yom tovim. For azekro l'Hashem l'hamshich atov. Then I call out to God, bring us the good. You have to always ask that the good should continue, like it says in Brachas 54a. Now we say in Hadal she'aval v'tzayk al asid. And the pasuk v'tar oid v'telet bein v'tomer apam oides Hashem, alken karashma Yehuda v'tamud niledes. She was impregnated. She gave birth to a son, and she said, "Now, I will thank Hashem." Never she called him Yehuda, Hashem Hoda. And she had no more children. Ibn Ezra writes, "Koimer oides Hashem shenaisim likolze." Fiaspically, Alkin, I'm Demi Led. It's like saying, God, thanks a lot. You gave me what I needed. It's enough for me. This is Ginnik. And that's it. I'm Demi Led. No more children. You have to ask for the future also, not just for the past. It's a beautiful story. Once read about Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, that's how his daughter was having trouble giving birth. The family went to the hospital to daven for her during her difficult labor. And Baruch Hashem, she gave birth to a healthy child. They were saying Tehillim, saying Tehillim, saying Tehillim. And then when she gave birth, everybody was relieved. And that was the end of that. And the Lichtenstein still sitting in his seat, saying Tehillim. And they were like, Abba, Abba, she gave birth, everything's fine. You don't have to worry about it anymore. And he said, what, I said, she shouldn't say thank you? Wow. Not enough for the past. You also have to, you can't just say it's enough. You also have to ask for the future. Say thank you for the past. Don't just stop davening. Say thank you for the past. And avad, you continue davening. So in this story, he was continuing to daven because he wasn't just asking. That's what we like to do. We like to ask and get what we want and move on. So here Rav Aaron said, no, no, no. You ask, you say thank you. It's gevaldik. And then, like we're learning here, from the Ibn Ezra, based on the Pasuk, you have to also ask for more. You want the future, ask for more. The Chasim Sofer, in the Droshes, in the second volume, on page 409, he writes that in the Bircha Hodah, Tfilas Moedim, we have Hodah lo Avar, v'alein bo bakasha lo Asid. In Modim Dirabonan, we add, Kein techayenu, skaymenu, v'sesa, v'kul yosenu, l'chatzis, katshecha. We add a tefillah for the future. So what's the difference between Moedim Derabbanan and our Moedim? We say in our silent tefillah. And we say for Malkas Shiva, on page 59, he writes, in the Yashe of this Kasha, בתפילת שמונה עשרה אשר חלקה הגדול מוקדש לבקשות מהריבונו של עולם, יכולים אנו לומר את הודעה בתארתה, מבלי להוסיף ולבקש בקשות נוספות, שכן הלא זה עתה ביקשנו את כל צורכנו בשאר הברכות. הודעה צרופה שכזו, המהווה חלק ממסכת שלמה של בקשות, בוודאי אינה יכולה להתפרש כביכול, אנו אומרים, דיינו ותו לא. משום כך אין בה כל חיסרון. לעומת זאת, מודים לרבנן, שאינו מהווה חלק מעצם התפילה, אלא נאמר על ידי ציבור בחזרת השץ, עלינו לנהוג על פי הכלל שיש לסמוך תכף להודעה בקשה, בכדי שלא תתפרש הודעתנו, שכביכול אנו אומרים תקיינו בטבוע שהושפע עלינו ואין לנו צורך ביותר מכך. גבל וכתרץ, מהמשגלח. This is when it comes to מודים in our silence, when that's where we already made bakashas. There can't be a havamina that we're saying thank you and it's enough for us. Pasha, we want more. We just said bakashas. But a modem derabbanan, which isn't part of our silent tefillah. So there we say thank you. We say, all right, thank you, but we still need more. We continue. Afafuni chevle moves. Umitzarei, I was surrounded by death pangs. Umitzarei shaol. And the Mitzauni, the cords of death surrounded me, and the straits of the netherworld got a hold of me. Saha v'yagoy nemtza, I found trouble and sorrow. Omer Rabbeinu, chevlei mavis Elohim rishe Yisrael. These chevlei maves, these bounds of these cords of death, are the rishayim. We're running after David, and they're called chevlei maves. Shechayavim misa b'shul rishasim. They're called death cords, cords of death, because they're chayav misa, because of their evil. ומצרי שאול עד אומוס שהם בעלי שאול. Those evil אומוס האולם were going to Gehenna. The Dover Tzedek writes with Tzedek and Parashas Kisavo, Gehenna mikro לומוס האולם אקום, primarily for the idolaters. וכך הבנתי בדבר הרבסנו במדרש. And that's what I understood from the Medrash. It says in the Medrash, Chavlei Mavis, Bnei Adam Chavulim Lomavis. Mitzray Shal Mitzuna Elu Amalchiyos. Interesting, this apparently is the only place that Rabbeinu writes, Kach Yevanti Midivrei Rosein of a Medrash. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we've covered some ground and some sodas. And of course, we have many thousands more to go. So hopefully God will give us life, health, everything we need, be able to continue. B'simcha v'tuv levav mirov kol. Shalom, shalom, ahuvai, yididai.
Moravai, Rabotai.